Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105.
Let's turn our attention to music now, and Jan Moore has been speaking to Paul Garland from the Saffron Walden Choral Society about their next concert coming up in the next few days. It's going to be performed in the wonderful Saffron Hall. Also spoke to Paul about the society itself.
Saffron Walden Choral Society has been going for a number of years, more than I can remember, but, you know, it's probably about 75 years old.
My gosh.
And, yes, I didn't join it, rather stupidly, until 10 years after I moved to Saffron Walden, because I remained loyal to my old choral society. But when I did decide to join, I realised what a really, really good choice I'd made. We have a wonderful music director in Janet Wheeler, who's also a composer.
Yes.
So we are quite used to singing modern stuff, some of which she writes for us herself. We do three concerts a year, and we used to sing in the old parish church, which was fine, but freezing cold.
Mm.
And then, of course, came along the amazing Saffron Walden Saffron Hall, which was built on the site of the old school hall of Saffron Walden County High. And it was the result of a magnificent donation of over £10 million from an anonymous donor who just wanted us to have a wonderful venue in the town where we could do top-class music, both professional and amateur, as we are. And, of course, as soon as the hall opened, which we did with Verdi's Requiem on the 13th of September of 2013, we realised that we had truly come home.
Mm.
Now, as a result of that, we've been trying to raise our game. We have done the sort of thing that you'd never really do in the church.
Mm.
And one of the things that we've been trying to do, which is consistent with what the hall is trying to do, is to try to introduce people to things that they may never have thought of listening to before.
Mm.
So in all our programmes, we try to include something which is modern or less well-known.
Mm.
So I am a member of the program planning group, and we spent hours and hours trying to decide what would be the best sort of concert to have. And we're well aware of the fact that modern music has rather a bad press with some people. They prefer to stick with what they know, and they don't realise that modern music nowadays is not 12-tone Schoenberg, which is almost impossible to really get to love, but some wonderful new stuff that is both tuneful and invigorating and exhilarating. And that's what we're always on the lookout for.
And that brings us to your next concert.
Our next concert.
Absolutely,
indeed.
Where you've chosen this wonderful work by Jonathan Dove, who is, of course, an ex-Cambridge man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's There Was a Child, which is a modern oratorio. And I really have been lucky enough to sing this work myself and with Jonathan Dove there. So I'm really jealous that there you are doing it. But it's a fantastic opportunity for people who either sung in it with us to come and hear it, or those who've heard about it to come and enjoy it, because it's just the most wonderful, wonderful work.
It certainly is. And one of the reasons why we chose it was because I had been along to the West Road performance that you had given.
Yes.
But before that, Simon Halsey, who made the recording that we're all very familiar with, had been pushing it.
Yes.
I went to a singing day with him, and he said this was one of the best modern choral pieces that he'd ever come across.
Yes.
And I agree with him. It's wonderful, it's stimulating, it's exhilarating, and it's unusual.
It's incredibly accessible in these in these movements. It's certainly nowhere near a Requiem, although it's written to be a celebration of a life of a young man who died very young, but on an adventure, and apparently he was a very adventurous and naughty boy. And
indeed,
one of the pieces is about the naughty boy.
Yes.
But the great thing is that Jonathan Dove has chosen this wonderful collection of poetry and prose to set, which celebrates this extraordinary life of this very young man, whose parents are both musicians, of course.
That's right, yes. Of course, Richard Van Allen was a very famous bass baritone.
Yes, opera singer, that's right.
Yes. What fascinates me about the choice of texts is that he's taken a wide range,
yes,
from Shakespeare, Thomas Traherne, right the way up to nearly modern poets like Charles Corsley.
Yes.
And they all celebrate some aspect of growing up,
yes,
from birth.
And the Walt Whitman, of course, which gives it its title.
Indeed, yes, there was a child.
There was a child, went out every day.
That's the last movement.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the most moving pieces.
Yes.
Where the whole of the resources of the performance all come together, because it's a very, very big work.
You've got this children's chorus.
Yes, which in our case is our junior chorus.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, where have you got yours from?
Well, we have a group called Sign Up to Sing.
Okay.
And it's an all-comers, all-children
thing. Oh, wonderful.
And it's part of Saffron Walden Choral Society.
Right, okay, yes.
Run by the same music director.
Yes.
So we've got a wonderful children's chorus. We have, of course, the Choral Society itself.
Yes.
And I suppose we're about 100, 120 strong nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Then we use the Chameleon Arts Orchestra, which is a professional orchestra who specialise in accompanying local choral societies.
Right.
And they're brilliant at it. They can play anything.
And your two soloists as
and
well.
And our two soloists, who are Mare Flavin, who's an Irish soprano, and Nicholas Mulroy, a very well-known tenor, who I'm sure are going to make an absolute marvellous contribution to the whole thing.
Yes.
So we're really, really looking forward to it. It's just a wonderful, as you say, celebration of
a life,
unfortunately, so tragically short.
Well, we did it with the Cambridge Philharmonic, as you came to hear us. I mean, we were just spellbound, and as you say, the whole range of emotions within this wonderful piece. And so I'm really excited that it's being performed again locally, and people have got an opportunity to come and hear it, because it's going to be one of those pieces, I think, that will go into the choral repertoire.
I'm absolutely certain.
Yes.
And this is one of the reasons why we're promoting it, because we think it ought to become part of the standard repertoire. I mean, we do so many masses and requiems and that sort of thing, and we seem, on many occasions, to be stuck in the 19th century or the early 20th century, you know, and choral singing stops short at Vaughan Williams, or possibly pushing it to Walton, whose Belshazzar's Feast we're planning to do soon, I'll have you know.
Yes.
This is another thing altogether.
I think the great thing about this is an absolute joy. And if you're thinking that modern music isn't your thing, it's full of melody.
Indeed.
And it's full of these extraordinary emotional moments, an incredibly accessible piece. So, tickets?
Yes, tickets are still available.
Good.
And you can get them on the Saffron Hall website.
Okay.
Easy access. It's just such a wonderful hall to visit. And I do hope people who haven't been before will definitely take the opportunity to come and hear this wonderful work in this wonderful hall.
I think this is the great opportunity for our listeners. If you haven't been out to Saffron Walden and gone to the Saffron Hall, which is incredibly easy to get to, loads of parking, just round the corner from Audley End House, to hear this great work. I mean, two things I feel is a great advantage to coming to this concert, which is the 25th of March.
It is, 25th of March, 7:30.
Lovely. Mm. So tickets available. Go on the Saffron Walden Choral Society website and you'll be booked for...
Sorry, the
Saffron Hall website, where you can book your tickets, and it's a great place to go. Jonathan Dove, of course, as we know, an ex-Cambridge man, famous now for vast amount of opera work, and also small scale works for kings, carols, and all sorts. So, you know, come and have a listen to the work of Jonathan Dove, not to be missed. I
do hope so. Yes.
Thank you very much for coming and talking about that.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
No, absolute pleasure.
So thanks to Jan, and also to Paul Garland, speaking there from the Saffron Walden Choral Society. And if you haven't heard Jonathan Dove's There Was a Child or been to the Saffron Hall, then tickets, as you heard, are available from the Saffron Hall website, and they're offering a family ticket for £28.